Yeah, this class. I've trying to make our way to the Sefer Tomer Dvorah. I wanted to give a little bit of a hakdama this morning to the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and then be able to speak a little bit about a particular mitzvah, which the Sefer itself happens to be based on. Tomer Dvorah is written by Rav Moshe Cordovero. Rav Moshe Cordovero is one of the great Mekubalim in Tzfas. He's in the 16th century when the Arizal is there and all of that chevra. So Rav Moshe Cordovero is there also. He's a Talmud in Torah HaNister. He's a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, who's most famous for writing Lecha Dodi, gets quoted Purim time in the Sugya of Mishloach Manos, but it was most famous for Lecha Dodi. That he started when he was about 20 or so. They say he started being Osek in Kabbalah there. And he was a Talmud in the world of Torah HaNigla. He's a Talmud of the Beis Yosef. He's a Talmud of Yosef Cairo. This we referenced yesterday very briefly, but there are a couple of tshuvas in Rav Yosef Cairo's tshuvas, Afkas Rochel, where he quotes and has tshuvas, from Rav Moshe Cordovero also. Rav Moshe Cordovero is in general, and this is good to know, as part of the Hakdama to the Sefer, Tomer Dvora. This is a Sefer which is very, very popular. It's very popular in different worlds. It's very popular amongst the Mekubalim. In general, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted in the Sefer Kester Rosh, in Os Samech Aleph. A lot of this is quoted in the Hakdama, the different editions of Tomer Dvora. They give you a lot of this. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner commented that from where the Kabbalah of Rav Moshe Cordovero ends, so that is where the Kabbalah of the Arizal begins. But a lot of what you see there is that Moshe Cordovero is viewed as a very sort of like fundamental base level work in the world of Torah HaKabbalah. Akdei Kach, one of the great Mekubalim, the Shlah HaKadosh, so the Shlah, when he wrote a Haskama to this Sefer of Tomer Dvora, so he writes, it's a pretty intense line, but he says, "Vavaday misha ragil b'sefer nechbat hazeh u'mekaymo." Somebody who learns the Sefer Tomer Dvorah is mekaym what it says in Sefer Tomer Dvorah. Yesh lo mahalchem bein ha'omdim v'zochel chayolam haba, chayolam hazeh u'lechayolam haba shakulo tov. That definitely seems like a, you know, worthy of aspiration for that. So the Torah here, the Shlach comments, the person who learns this Torah and is ragil in it will certainly be very successful. Aside from the world of the Mekubalim, happens to be a very, very popular sefer amongst Bali Musar. Many of the editions, even of Rikshal Salanter and the Altar of Kelm, were very active in encouraging people to learn the sefer Tomer Dvorah. I believe that the Altar of Kelm even referred to the sefer Tomer Dvorah as like the Shulchan Aruch of Midos. And in general, we have a Shulchan Aruch which teaches us a lot about what to do, but there is precious little in Shulchan Aruch about exact details as far as cultivating certain characters in Midos, and the Altar of Kelm referred to Sefer Tomer Dvorah like the Shulchan Aruch of Midos. In Torah Chassidus, Sefer Tomer Dvorah is also very popular, part of that because of a feel in general, a connection to that world of Kabbalah and Tzfas. And what we're going to try to do is to learn elements of the Sefer to appreciate what exactly he is doing from different vantage points, a little bit from the world of Musar, a little bit from the world of Chassidus, and we'll quote, you know, Pope Hashem, not in Kabbalistic terms, but certainly some ideas that come from the world of Mekubalim, and that would be again just a little bit of background to where we are. What is the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and what is it really all about? It is essentially an elaboration of one mitzvah. That mitzvah is a mitzvah of v'halacha b'dracha. Torah tells us in I think three places in Parshas Ekev. The Torah tells us in a variety of contexts that we have a mitzvah to walk in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'halacha b'dracha. That is a mitzvah which is codified as such by Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes there, in discussing the need to have certain kinds of midos, not being too extreme, being somewhat balanced, the Rambam writes, "Umitzuvim anu lalechas b'drachama elu habenonim." We are commanded to walk in that middle kind of a path. "Behem ha'drachim ha'tovim v'ha'yisharim." Those are the good, straight paths. So we have a particular mitzvah here called v'halachta b'dracha, and kimat the entire sefer Tomer Dvorah is going to be an elaboration of the following. V'halachta b'dracha means that we walk in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the more that we know about what the Ribbono Shel Olam does and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, so then we can know what it means to walk in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Chazal speak about the Gemara Masechta Sota, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Speak a little bit about modeling some of our midos after Hashem. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. That part of walking in the ways of God is to be a person who is compassionate, a person who is giving, a person who is merciful. These are some of the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. the Sefer Tomer Dvorah based on Pesukim Sefer Micha. It's a longer elaboration, as we'll see, of a lot of the midos of Ribbono Sha'olam, of a lot of the traits of Hashem Yisbarach, outlining the way in which we are supposed to behave. I want to make two ha'aras about this in general. The second one much more focused on really just the opening line, which is a huge chiddush l'chora in the Sefer Tomer and in the Sefer Tomer Dvorah. But the first is like this. Sometimes in the world of Ben Adam L'Makom / Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so they can be perceived as being fairly separate, That this we're brought up on as far as some of the Rishonim of the two sides of the Aseret HaDibros, the first five are Ben Adam L'Makom, the second five are Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And we speak at times, even in Chazal, about different distinctions between Adam L'Makom and L'Chaveiro, comments of the Rush and the like, in terms of what is more paramount, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro over Ben Adam L'Makom, and things like that. There's definitely a group of Bali Machshava that try to make the argument. You have this in Lumbus a little bit also, that maybe the distinction is not as great as we really would have thought, or at least we have to pin down what exactly we're talking about. That but Adam L'Chaveiro, that cultivating certain midos is not separate from our relationship to Hashem. It's a key of the mitzvah of Alachta B'Dracha. It is a key in Chazal, and certainly for many Bali Machshava, it's a key of Dveikas. That the more that we act, towards people in a more sensitive way, the more we become almost kibyachal like Ribbono Sha'olam. The more we become lahavdil, we become infused, we are living lives modeled after Ribbono Sha'olam and experiencing a degree of dveikus and the like. In that sense, a lot of this v'alachta b'drachav isn't just a way of strengthening our commitment to other people, but it also strengthens our understanding and relationship to the Ribbono Sha'olam, to the Ribbono Sha'olam itself. We'll speak next week maybe why for some chassidim there's a segula in learning Tomer Dvorah, potentially even for sickness. That's certainly an important yisod. But there's a let's begin a little bit. I want to really just go through the first line today. Is all I want to do with a kasha that many ask on the first line of Tomer Dvorah. One of the interesting things is the more popular a sefer is, the more people write about it. So let's say Chumash is a fairly popular sefer. We have a lot of Sfarim on Chumash. The Haggadah is up there also. The Rambam, you know, the more that people are learning something, so the way that Jews work, when we learn things, we have to write about it, and we have to talk about it, and therefore, because Tomer Dvorah is a popular sefer, so you have a lot going on. So it's like this. Begins the first four words of the Sefer Tomer Dvorah have a decent amount of action on it. Ha'adam ro'oi sheyizdame lekono. It is appropriate for a person to become similar to Ribbono Sha'olam. Essentially, v'halachta b'dracha. It is appropriate for a person to become sheyizdame lekono. Why is this a problematic statement? Where does the action come? Because he used the word ro'oi. What word should he have used? He should have used the word chayev. We have a chiyuv of halacha b'dracha. Why is it that Ramosh Cordovero, in introducing the Sefer, seems to downplay what exactly you are striving for by not saying you're chayev halacha b'dracha, but saying it's roi halacha b'dracha? Typically, the opposite phenomenon is what you find. If I'm running a Sefer on a topic, I will overstate in my first line the importance of that topic. You know, it's like Rav Shapiro, Dr. Drive, used to joke that with all this farm coming out, we're like not that many years away from like a two-volume set of all the halachas of like we're setting Yikum Pork on Shabbos. Like we're very close to that. Okay, let's imagine that's the case for a second. Like, I don't know what's in that sefer, but the first line is about the importance of Yikum Pork on. It's all about like, is it going to be an overstatement? I don't know, but you'll find some marmakum somewhere where someone meant that Yikum Pork on is like the sod of all of Yadas, and that's your opening line. Here, Moshe Cordovero seems to be downplaying this living line. It's like, it's the mitzvah d'oraisa. If it's the mitzvah d'oraisa, why are you referring to it as being ro'oi? So I'll share with you two mahalchim. Each mahalach, I think, is very, very important. One, Rav Chaskel Sarna has a yunim on the Sefer Tomer Dvorah. What he writes is as follows. Of course it's a mitzvah, and of course it's a chiv also. Roi means not just it's a chiyuv, but it is appropriate. Given who we are and what we are supposed to be, it is appropriate that we become the kinds of people who are lalechas b'drachah, the kinds of people who are compassionate and merciful, the kinds of people who are modeling their lives after Ribbono Sha'olam. Not just a chiyuv, meaning in a certain sense, he suggests the word roi is not to downplay its status of the chiyuv. The word roi is to play up its status. There's a chiyuv of alas bedracha. For sure, there are many chiyuvim. This particular mitzvah is roi, the way the lashon is, loach mitzvah mitzuva umechuyav, ela roi kolomar zoi ma'alaso, ulekach notzar. You are created for this. It is what you are, it's appropriate, i.e., it's what you're supposed to be. The kind of human that you're supposed to be, the kind of person that you're supposed to be, is a person who is roi lalechas bedracha. Lalechas bedracha. That's again, Rav Chaim Zalman's pshat. The Shlach Kares had a different pshat, and the Shlach pshat is awesome. Talk about this is unbelievable, and it's important to understand what exactly he says. The world of Moshe Cordovero is a world in which he is built so much of it on the world of Torah Sanister, on the world of Kabbalah. But the fact that it's a sefer which is built on the world of Kabbalah does not mean that the sefer itself is kulo just Kabbalah. What he's trying to do, like the Mashal Amadav Radoma, and there are distinctions for sure, but take like the writings of Richard Meyer Morgenstern. So Richard Meyer in Yama Chachma, so Richard Meyer in the real original, it's heavy, heavy Kabbalah. It's very, very heavy work. But what did they do? So some of the Talmidim wanted to put out Sfarim that were going to be like the Maskanas, some of the practical Eitzas that come through the Kabbalistic writings of Rav Meyer. So those Sfarim are called Biyam Darkecha. Those Sfarim are not the Sfarim of Rav Meyer. You know, a guy came over to me this summer even. He's like, I don't understand. You like Rav Meyer. He never quotes any Makoros. He's just telling you like practical things. You're learning the wrong Sfarim, but that's not Rav Meyer. That's a version of it, of taking it and making it somewhat more relevant. Suggest the Shlah the following. The Sefer Tomer Dvorah is doing something similar, and he has a two-tiered distinction within the mitzvah of Alechas Bedracha. If this were not like bordering on Machshava and Kabbalah, this would be a grape shot in the world of Lamdas. There are two tiers in terms of the mitzvah of Bedracha. Chazal speaking about Alechas Bedracha, the Rambam writes about Alechas Bedracha. When the Rambam writes about it, when the Gemara talks about it, we are speaking about very clear, revealed midos of Ribbono Shel Olam. That God is Rachum, so you should be Rachum also. That God is Chanun, you should be Chanun also. That the same way that God acts in ways that we can see, ways of compassion and mercy, so too we should be doing the same thing also. On that, the Gemara is clear, there's a Chiyav. On that, the Rambam writes in the Chosdeo, the Perek Aleph, hey, there's a Chiyav, that's the Chiyav. But the Shlach Kadosh points out, and Tomer Dvar is doing is something else. That part of what the world of Kabbalah is understanding on a deeper level how exactly Ribbono Shel Olam interacts and functions with this world. How is the world set up, and how is Ribbono Shel Olam functioning with it? That's a deeper mitzvah. It's something which is very complex to understand as far as systems and worlds that are created and the like. What is the Sefer Tomer Dvorah? The Sefer Tomer Dvorah, says the Shlach, and we're going to see this, is not just midos like Rachum and Chanun, but it's going to be very subtle understandings of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam functions, and those deep and subtle understandings of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam functions, so that's going to be something which we can also model and live our lives based on. Not in a Kabbalistic way, but the more you understand a person that entered that world of Torah Sanister and can take out yisodos relevant to interpersonal conduct and midos, that is a second level of lalechas bedracha. That's a second level of, says the Shlach Kadosh, that is ra'oi. That is not a chiyuv. Meaning we all live our lives in two levels. We live our lives as a world of chiyuv. We live our lives in a world of ra'oi, in a world of lefnim meshuras hadin, in a world of a little bit of above and beyond, or a little bit deeper. Says the Shlach, the Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and here's the chilak. Matzyahu Salomon in the back, the Mashgiach and Lakers, Shem Shlach Lerush Mishlema, in the back of Tomer Dvorah, so they have some of his ha'aras in Tomer Dvorah, and he points out that the Tomer Dvorah is doing al derech sod what the Rambam did in Hilchos Deos al derech pshat. That may elaborate a little bit. Again, he elaborates his own way, but part of it's like this: the Rambam's articulating chiyuvim. And the world of chiyuvim is a chiyuv to model yourselves the way Chazal described it. Ribbono Shel Olam, flip it up that way. The Sefer Tomer Dvorah is not a halacha sefer. It's not a sefer elaborating on a chiyuv. It's a sefer elaborating on a ra'oi, on a midas chasidas, on a deeper level of interaction, Not just racham, but understand subtleties of the way the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of this world and how that can have implications for the kinds of people that we aspire to be, the kinds of people that we actually want to be. In that sense, Tomer Dvorah becomes an amazingly, amazingly important sefer. As we saw, and here's what Chatzal Sarna point, which we'll see Bezra Shem next week, that it isn't just that you become living after Ribono Shel Olam, but understanding Moshe Cordovero, and again, we'll elaborate on this, again, please God, next week in the writings of the Ramchal, but we are created B'Tselem Elokim. And part of being created B'Tselem Elokim, for this we know a little bit, we referenced on Monday night, like Rambam and Mar Nevuchim, like Nefesh HaChaim, again, Nefesh HaChaim, Moshe Cordovero and Talmud Tzvorah begins with a discussion of Tzelem Elokim. If you want to understand what we're in this world for, the fact that we're created by Tzelem Elokim becomes massively, massively important. Not all defined the same way. Part of the chiddush of Moshe Cordovero is like this. We are created by Tzelem Elokim, undoubtedly. But the choices that we make allow us to live lives that are a more complete version of Tzelem Elokim, or allow us to live a life where we're not the full version of Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim, says with Moshe Cordovero, is our opportunity, or Halacha B'drachav, is our opportunity to become the real ideal version of ourselves with a Tzelem Elokim. We are given a degree of potential, we're given certain access and certain abilities, but we get to choose what we become. We get to choose how much of a Tzelem Elokim we are actually going to have. The way we do that is by Halacha B'drachav. But we do that is by cultivating a lot of midos. Let me point out in the last, I guess, 2 minutes or so, that the Sefer Talmud Tzvorah is a very popular Sefer Elul time also. It's a very popular Sefer as far as, because it works on that world of midos, it becomes critical, and you said it before, from Altar of Kelm, the Shulchan Aruch of midos, it becomes something which is critically important to be able to properly sort of guide ourselves. Our goal is going to be to go through the different midos to understand what he's describing and ways in which we can apply that in ways that Be'ezer Hashem are going to be relevant. But for sure, a massive amount here. This is a sefer about how to live a life which is more infused with Ribono Shel Olam. How to live a life in which your interactions with other people are more similar to the way that God interacts with Klal Yisrael or the world, and we are charged to act with the world also. And to whatever extent we're able to do that, so that's part of why the Shla writes, a person learns a sefer is bekaimo muftachlo, that Olam Hazeh will be good and Olam Haba is going to be there also. None of it means you just stop and learn a sefer like the Gemara in Brachos. If I say Ashra 3 times a day, you don't automatically go to Olam Haba. If you're the kind of person who says Ashra and internalizes the values of Ashra, so then you go to Olam Haba. So same thing is true with sefer Talmud Tzvorah also. Sefer says a Shla, it's a Pesach to it. It's an opening to how to live a life, how to orient ourselves. That's what Hashem will be able to do that in a way which is meaningful. And then that mitzvah of Lechta Drachav on a mitzvah level and a mitzvah level will be able to fulfill, hopefully, in meaningful ways. Have a wonderful rest of your day.